Hey there, welcome to Michael on the Go, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti. XML files and goodies to get you onto the Office Pro Plus current branch in 2016. So today, myself and Rockin' Todd First were with a client, a healthcare client today, who was looking at Office Pro Plus and the whole click-to-run deployment, how that works, and trying to understand it. But they had already gone down the MSI install of 2013. In fact, they were still in the process of doing that. And they weren't looking at any kind of upgrade or doing anything for quite a while, including maybe going to click-to-run at some point. So they wanted to understand click-to-run and what it meant and what their controls were and could they, you know, ratchet back and hold back, etc. And, you know, there's a very good chance that they will go on to the branched deferred branch deployments where they get, you know, three times a year new feature functions, and then in between all the security patches and bug fixes. But having said that, at the end of the day, after I had stepped out to the room, I found out after the fact that the client was asking Todd for the XML file and tools and stuff to force them into the client into the current branch, because they wanted to actually start to test that, see what it was like. And we've had a couple of clients who have also likewise asked and who have looked to say, look, we want to, like I said in a video earlier, we want to just give it up, let go and let Office, right? And just let you guys control and have all, take down the updates as they come with the ability to roll back if need be. So, at the end of the day, after talking with Todd, I found out he indeed shared that content out. It is publicly available that you can get to and use. And I thought that what I would do here is throw that back to you. So if you are of a mind and you want, and you have a tenant, maybe you have a test tenant and others, you know, that you want to begin to take a look at, hey, current branch Office and what that's looking like from a client desktop standpoint, wanted to make that available and throw that out there, because I've had a number of folks, not just today, but I've had some folks after my video about let go and let Office ping me about that. We've had some clients who in fact we have been seeing or working on doing just that thing, just that sort of thing, while most are still looking at deferred branch. We have had people asking about that. So with that having said, if you'll look down here below this video where there's text and all kinds of goodies, I'm going ahead and putting the links to that there. I wanted to get that out to you so you can take a look. You know, this is, as it were, but here's the document, links to the documentation and others. So for those who've been asking me and pinging me about that, I've been getting some direct Facebook messages, some emails about it, seen some clients asking. Here it is for you as well. So if you'd like to take the step on out, bum, 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 to current branch, you want to jumpstart. You don't want to wait till February to get 2016 on your desktop, but you want to get it moving forward today. Here's how, here's the content, the links down below. Check it out and get hopping away with current branch. This is Michael on the Go, bidding you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.